Good evening, everyone. There's a really famous idea brought down by one of the Bavitch Rebbes. I think it was maybe the Alter Rebbe, but you have to live the Parsha with the times. Meaning, all the Parshas near Chanukah, there's always a Chanukah message in the Parsha. You're going to go around the Pesach time, whether it be Parshas Metzorah in a leap year, or in a regular year, Parshas Tzav and Shemini. There's always Pesach, there's always messages around the holidays, around the Yom Tov in the Parsha. And I think within this week's Parsha, there's one central theme. Yaakov Avinu makes the famous statement, Imavan Garti, and Rashi says, in Tarik Mitzvah Shemarti, Hatzilini Miyam Miyadachi Miyadisev. All these things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving him, and he was strong in the house of Lavan, and HaKadosh, he was davening to for the Rabbeinu Shalom that he should save him from Esav. The Beis Halevi is a very famous idea, a very beautiful idea, brought down by Rabbi Daniel Stein, Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshiva University. I highly recommend the Sefer. There's a Beis Halevi, it's a Kedushas Levi, all in it, and in a Tziv, all say basically the same idea. The Beis HaLevi says, Hatzilini Miyadachi Miyadisav, Miyadachi Miyadisav, it sounds the same thing. Miyadachi Miyadisav, everyone knows it's his brother. Miyadachi Miyadisav, it sounds redundant. So says the Beis HaLevi, there are two types of Yitzharas. There's the Yitzhara when you know it's the Yitzhara, when you know it's the wrong thing. And then there's the Yitzhara which says, no, come on, it's a good thing, it's a mitzvah, it's okay, it's, you know, it's really, he makes himself look like a mitzvah, miyad achi, I'm your brother, but it's really an avera. And the Kedushas Levi has a very similar idea, when he says, miyad achi, miyad esav, he says the esav is, we know is the Yitzhara brought down by early week, we said by the Zohar, and he says, miyad achi, miyad esav, shalo yiskagel sha yitzhara ye achi, that I should know what's right and what's wrong, and that the Yitzhara shouldn't pretend to be my brother. That I should know what's evil and what's correct, what's right and what's wrong. And later on in the Parsha, right after Yaakov Avinu famously, he meets Esav and he gets through that battle. There's an incredible Netziv that Rabbi Daniel Stein brings down with the same exact idea about knowing what's right, what's wrong, and infusing Kedusha in a person's life. The Pasuk says, right, literally, a few psukim right after Esav, and he goes to Sukkos, and for a year and a half he spends there, and he gets to Shechem. And the Pasuk says, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. He encamped in front of the city. Es pnei ha'ir. And then Tziv says something so beautiful. Lo nichnas ladur be'ir. He doesn't go inside Shechem to live there. Elachana b'chutz le'ir. He sets up camp outside the city. V'nikra pnei ha'ir. And that's why the Pasuk is so specific and so particular. When it says the face of the city, why? Because this was the midah of Yaakov. V'hu kimidaso she'Yaakov. Lios Badar Velo Mu'urov in Uma Sa'olam. At the end of the day, he wanted to be part of the world and part of Shechem, but not in Shechem. Part of the world, yes, involved in the world, business in the world, but to understand there's a separation. To understand that there's a Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. Yes, we have to be involved in the world, we have to be a light unto the nations for sure, but there's gotta be barriers. There's gotta be mechitzos. And that's why the Pasuk says here, Ayichan es pnei ha'ir. And this is something Yaakov Avinu lived his entire life. His entire life outside loving. Im loving Garti, Mitzvah Shemarti, right? Miyadachi, Miyad Esav, the Kedusha Slevi, the Beis Halevi. At the end of the day, there are two types of Yitzharas. There's a Yitzhar when you know it's evil, and there's also Miyadachi, where he kind of views it as a mitzvah. And then we get to this Netziv, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. Yaakov Avinu lives outside the city. He wants to be involved in the market, he wants to be involved in business, but understand that there's a barrier. And this is Chanukah, 101. Yosef, we know Yosef is Gematria Melech Yavon. Yosef is Gematria Melech Yavon. The Koach of Yosef is the midah of Kedusha, as fighting off what's going on in a person's life and to understand, to choose what's right, to choose what's wrong. The Yevanim didn't believe in Kedusha. They believed in the body. There was no such thing as the Neshama. There's no such thing as Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila. They dafka went for the things that were more spiritual for us. And I think that's really one of the messages you could say. If you have to live with the Parsha in the times, maybe that's one of the messages of Parshas Vayishach and Chanukah, to understand that there's holiness in the world, to understand that at the end of the day, we have to be involved in the world, but we have to be involved in the world and to make sure that we're living in a life, a Torah Digger life, within the world, a Kaddosh life, a holy life, a spiritual life, and an elevated life, as Hashem. And I think that's one of the messages of Vayishach and Chanukah.